Let's see. If the clothes are dirty, you say you have to do what?
Well, right here on this place, they had a great big black kettle.
Yeah.
They'd build a fire under.
Yeah.
And she'd have this soap or whatever they used and get real hot and boil these clothes in this kettle. And then they have a clothes, to wring out the clothes, of course they had ordinary granite tubs and a washboard. And then she would, we have a clothesline.
Uh-huh.
And she'd hang them on the clothesline.
Uh-huh.
And it was, that smelled so good after that sunshine, you
yeah.
know, and hadn't been boiled and
everything. Yeah. Well, after you do all that, then what do you have to do to them after they're dry and you bring them in?
Well, she brings the sheets and the flat work in, folds them, and well, she pressed a lot of them, the sheets, not the towels, but she pressed those sheets.
The sheets? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, that's so much work.
I know, and I send mine to the laundry.
Yeah, I just get permanent press sheets.
That's a good
pull
idea.
Pull them out.
Yeah,
know, and,
that's a good idea.
You know, when I think, there are pictures of me when I was 4 or 5 with these little puffy sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the clothes were all cotton then.
Yes.
And my mother must have ironed, you know.
Don't you marvel at them?
Yeah. Boy, I wouldn't do that.
They made all your little underclothes and everything. That's why my mother laced and tucks and embroidered.
What do you call that thing that you use to get from the first floor of the house to the second floor of the house? A house, anyhow.
Well, we just had the attic, you see, and
yeah.
it was just steep steps, you know, up to this attic.
On a two-story house, what would you call it? You know, if you'd had...
I'm sure... Not many had elevators. It was just crude steps, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, if they were outside the house, did you call them anything different?
A ladder?
Well, you know how some houses have a room that you can only get to from the outside, even though it's on the second story?
I just don't know.
Okay.
Unless it's a ladder or...
Well, you know, you just have those little things. What did you call
them? Of course, they didn't have fire escapes.
No, Well, what did you call it? You just call them steps?
Steps,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay. Let's see. You know how some houses have porches that go, like, all the way around the house?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe on three sides?
Mm-hmm.
Did you call that anything besides a porch?
No, I don't think so. See, I have this porch here.
Uh-huh.
And I remember now, I think that porch came around there.
Oh, it was on three sides?
Mm-hmm.
Just draw that in.
See, they depended a lot on those porches, and it kept a house cool with these halls and these porches to protect it from the heat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and in the summer.
Mm.
It's so humid down here.
Yeah, that's right.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you might tell somebody to get up and do what?
I say close the door.
Okay. If you didn't say close, you'd probably say...
Shut.
Okay. What do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Forgotten.
You don't see
it. It's
much
not.
Anymore.
Is it paneling?
I don't know. I.
Yeah, I think it's paneling.
Okay. Okay. You know they go horizontal.
Uh-huh.
Like this, you know
uh-huh.
I mean?
Yeah, I think it's paneling.
Okay. You don't see that much anymore. Let's see. You might say, every day I take my car and what into town? Just fill in the blank for me. Every day I take my car and